producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't even know where to begin. I really don't. I guess we have flatulence from 2,000 sheep forced a plane to make an emergency landing after the gas set off smoke alarms. I didn't know animals toot that much. I don't. I mean, to the point where it would bring down a plane. And what were 2,000 sheep doing, I guess, affecting a plane such as that? That's kind of interesting. We'll talk about that. The Russian plane crash. Still, we're looking for answers as to why the Russian airliner that crashed in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula this weekend, why it was downed. And, you know, even though they said it wasn't from an outside missile, which at that height, you know, I mean, my husband's a pilot. He's like, you know, I doubt a missile from that height would have downed the plane. But it did sound to many of us that it could have possibly been an explosion within the plane. And so we'll talk about that and any updates on that. Penn State and the Department of Health says three people on campus may have the mumps. We haven't seen the mumps since the 1960s. And I guess there have possibly been three cases of which we're going to talk about that. Our preschoolers, now many of them are owning smartphones and tablets at preschool age. Is that a good idea? Is that a bad idea? All I know is, you know, I can't afford to have my own tablet. And here you got these little preschoolers that already have it. Veterinarians have removed an eye of a little rescued squirrel, which is a cute little tiny squirrel. A lot of you guys think squirrels should not be treated, especially with their glaucoma. But apparently this squirrel did have glaucoma. And I'm, it's so cute. We're going to talk about that. Speaking of cute, let me get off that flatulence story. Apparently having little doggies, all right, and we've talked about this before, can prevent asthma, but also having ponies. They say kids exposed to ponies, okay, so, I mean, you know, I never got a pony. My parents could barely afford to, you know, even feed me horse meat. But apparently that could prevent asthma. I don't know why I don't have asthma, but it definitely wasn't because I had a pony. Then there's a math question out there. And this math question is supposed to be so hard. I got the answer, but then again, I'm a math whiz, so that's okay. But I'm going to give you this math question because apparently students throughout the world cannot answer this question. So as you can see, we got a very, 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 very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so at a European high school, okay, there's a math question that I guess was on their final exam, and from what I understand, it was too difficult, okay? It's a multiple choice question that looks at two 50-cent coins, each with 12 sides. Okay, so you got these coins. So rather than being in a hexagon, it's a, I don't know what a 12-sided coin is. Maybe I should know if I was a math whiz. But it's basically a 12-sided 50-cent piece. Both 50-cent pieces are touching each other along one line. And then there's a little angle between the 50-cent pieces. So basically, you know, like, okay, for a lot of you guys that are already getting lost, it looks like boobies. What is the angle between the boobies type of thing, okay? Except it's very important to use those 12 sides. So I took a look. I took a look at the angle. It was multiple choice. You had 12 degrees, 30 degrees, 36 degrees, 60 degrees, 72 degrees. I said 60. Looks like a 60-degree angle. We're good. All right, which, by the way, was the answer. But I guess people couldn't figure it out. And there's this math way of doing it, okay? So, like, the sum of all the exterior angles in any shape is supposed to be 360. So you go 360 divided by 12 is 30. Then you multiply by 2 because you got two exterior angles meeting 60 degrees. Okay, so that's one way to do math. I know a lot of you guys are getting a headache or a migraine just listening to this, but there's a point. Or you got a polygon. You got the interior angles of a polygon. There's 12 angles. Okay, then use the rule 180N minus 360. And then the total interior angle sum is 1800. Then you divide by the sides and, okay, you guys don't like that one? Okay. What about this? Just looking at it. Just looking at it, it looks like 60 degrees. Easy. And the reason why I bring this up is we're getting more and more stories that people cannot answer certain questions, test questions. And these are things that I remember by the 5th grade, 7th grade, 9th grade, I had to know. And I understand I was in honors math. But I'm just kind of surprised that you have so many people struggling, especially in our country, even though this was in Europe. I'm kind of wanting to talk about here as I'm muddling through this because I didn't get a lot of good grammar, as you can see in school. My grammar is weak, partly because we had a couple different languages spoken in the house. English is my primary language, no doubt. Trust me. It just, I didn't know how to speak English good. Okay? I know it's well. My mom was the one that tried to teach me, but I didn't listen to my mom. I'd rather listen to my dad. And my dad did not have proper English. Why you do? I don't know why I do. I just do. Well, no do. Okay? See? That's how we talked in the family. Okay? No do. And actually, it made more sense. Okay? As opposed to, please do not execute the abnormal behavior and the misbehavior you're doing. Just no do. And that made a hell of a lot more sense. Okay? And I even talked to my kids that way. Okay? My kid woke up today. He just started screaming at me because I threw his laundry in the washer and I forgot to switch it to the dryer. So he's running around with a wet sweatshirt complaining. I'm like, you put it in the dryer. All right? If it's wet, you put it in the dryer. Don't just walk around complaining. So I called him every name in the book and I said, no do. And he figured it out. Okay? So where are we going with this? I would like to examine, all right, how things have changed from an academic standpoint with what our kids are learning. But it looks like a question like this really threw a lot of people. And if I showed this to my kids, they'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm stupid, I can't do it. I'm like, stop, 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 it's an easy problem. Just take a look at it. Guesstimate. Why aren't people guesstimating anymore? Now, on the flip side, I've seen a lot of tests where you're supposed to guess the answer, and I'm like, why not just solve it? Oh, well, because computers aren't allowed and calculators aren't allowed. Why are you guys needing computers or calculators? Figure it out. Use your head. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Fix your dials, guys. Big thanks to Tom who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is interesting. Okay. Many of you heard in the news today that the U.S. government in a ruling, all right, has said that a school violated the rights of a transgender student by refusing to allow her the use of a girl's locker room. Okay? This is in a suburban Chicago school district. Department of Education officials and lawyers for the student, those up and named, say the decision was the first of its kind on this issue. The government has given the school 1 month to provide the student full access to girls' locker rooms or lose federal funding. The student had the assistance of the ACLU, filed a federal complaint against Illinois' Palatine Township School District 211, asking for unrestricted access to the locker room. The school district finds called the findings, quote-unquote, a serious overreach. The district had proposed a compromise that would allow access but require the student to change and shower in a separate area. But the government said this was discriminatory because it subjected the student to stigma. Education Department Assistant Secretary for Civil Rights, Catherine Lehman, said all students deserve the opportunity to participate equally in school programs and activities. This is a basic civil right. She says, unfortunately, Township High School District 211 is not following the law because the district continues to deny a female student the right to use the girls' locker room. Lehman went on to say the district can provide access to a transgender student while also respecting all students' privacy and encourage the district to comply with the law and resolve the case. So now District 211 in Chicago has 30 days to change the policy or risk losing millions of dollars in federal funding. The student was pleased with the educational department's assistance. According to the ACLU, the decision makes me extremely happy because of what it means for me personally and for countless others. The district's policy stigmatized me, often make me feel like I'm not a normal person. Now, the student has identified as female for years. The school lists her as a female student. She also plays for the girls' sports team and uses girls' restrooms already. In a statement, the superintendent says what we offer is reasonable and honors every student's dignity. Apparently, Daniel Cates, the superintendent, says the district supports its transgender students, but has to weigh the privacy rights of more than 12,000 other students. So my guess is the child obviously has not had the surgery to remove any male body parts and is using the female locker room. And so it sounds like the school gave the student a private area to change, so not to violate the privacy, but I guess that's wrong also. See, this case is so important because a lot of us who are employers or managers or superintendents or teachers, okay, we want to do right. And so what I guess I'm watching this case so diligently is I thought the school would get in trouble if they didn't have a private area for a transgender male who identifies as female, a place to change so she doesn't, even though she identifies as he doesn't have to show his male body parts to a bunch of girls in a locker room. I mean, girls could be mean. But apparently that was where the school was at fault. Having that extra protection for the student and that extra privacy screen is where they went wrong. So you see, you guys have to be aware of what to do here, because you could think you're trying to help somebody and then you'll get slapped with a lawsuit because it's going to be considered non-helpful and discriminatory. They say the district received $6 million in federal money contingent on compliance with non-discrimination rules. But up until October, the government found the school district, which operates 5 schools and 2 alternative high schools, has made her change in a facility outside the locker room and installed privacy curtains on stalls in 1 locker room out of 3 that she uses for physical education. So I guess having the privacy screens, you would think, would be, you know, protecting that person's privacy, is unfortunately, according to the ACLU and the Department of Education, discriminatory. I mean, I'm not sure who you would, I guess, have advise you, all right, if you guys are, you know, operating a gym or school, et cetera, but it sounds like the more you try to do, the more you could get in trouble. So I'm not sure what the answer is. The case is seen as clarifying federal laws on locker room access at a time of expanding awareness of transgender issues. I know many of you out there are going, but wait a second, what about the women in the locker room who don't want to change in front of a boy that is identifying as a female? And then how do you prove that boy is really identifying? I mean, like I said, that's a big concern a lot of parents have. You have a boy going into the girls' restroom or the girls' locker room. If he says he's transgender, is that enough? You know, I mean, for a transgender, you know, you don't want to, you know, grill them and interrogate them. I mean, you want them to have as much freedom and opportunity to express themselves and be who they are. But what if you got a kid who's lying? What if you got a boy that just wants to hang out in the girls' locker rooms? Okay, how does a school protect themselves from that? ACLU lawyer John Knight said the complaint against the school district was filed 2 years ago, noting that in that time the district required the student to dress in a restroom. Knight contends the district position stems not only from issues raised by other students, but from speculation. So basically they're saying separating the student from the girls in fear that the girls would make fun of them is speculation, and that's why it's blatant discrimination. Rather than approaching the issue with sensitivity and dignity, the district has attempted to justify its conduct by challenging my client's identity as a girl. So, you know, I don't know if America is prepared, infrastructurally wise, to handle these cases. And it doesn't look like we are. Okay? You know, if you, and I mean, you know, I have boys. So, you know, if there's a transgender boy or transgender girl, I think my boys are very comfortable. But I have to admit, I'm noticing, it was actually interesting. My kid was on the football team and last season. And, you know, I'm like, look, you know, when you shower, don't forget to get, you know, and he goes, we don't shower in the locker rooms. We don't shower there. So I guess they go home and shower. So the locker rooms, I mean, you used to, after the game, hit the showers. And I guess because practice is at the end of the day, the kids just go home and shower. So I'm wondering if you're going to just start seeing a change in, all right, well then fine, girls don't undress. Just, I guess, you know, maybe everybody's going to have to change in the bathroom if they don't want to be around somebody that they don't feel is truly transgender. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I really don't. I think it's kind of a moot point. I mean, when you're changing in front of somebody, somebody could say, yeah, well, what if they're homosexual and then they're looking at you? And I mean, at this point, okay, we've all changed in front of people. I think maybe we may take this whole clothing thing a little too seriously. I mean, in Europe, I guess, when you try on clothes, there are certain stores where there's no dressing rooms. You just go to the corner and you just put the clothes on. I mean, nobody really looks at, you know, boobies or you know, they don't, you know, look at it as you're doing anything wrong. You're trying something on and, you know, maybe we're over clothing. We're over concerned with that. But then on the flip side, if your child wants privacy and they don't want to change in front of a room of girls or boys, etc., do they have a right to do that? According to the ACLU, they do have a right, but the ACLU is protecting the other side here, which I can understand. I understand both sides. I get that. It's just, it's very, very confusing for, I guess, a lot of schools who are like, okay, what do I do so I don't get sued? Okay? Somebody's going to sue me. And this is what drives me crazy about cases where you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. I don't know what the answer is. We told you about that employer where it was time for somebody's lunch break and they didn't want to take it. And the employer was like, look, we'll get in trouble with the labor board if you don't take a break. And the employee's like, no, I just want to sit and work during my lunch. So the employee had a case. I just want to work during my lunch. But the employer's like, we'll get in trouble with the labor board. You got to go. You got to go to lunch. You got to take a break. Otherwise, we're going to get in trouble. So I guess there was some hostility between employer and employee got fired. Employee sued because she got fired, what was the word, the term for it, unfairly or unfair treatment or and you know, okay, I forget how successful she was, but I understand it was a successful suit. What are employers supposed to do? Okay? You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. If something is going wrong, there's got to be an easy answer to fix it. And something like this is not an easy answer, and I'm not sure what the answer is. So do we just have non-female male locker rooms? Does everybody just change in front of each other? This is, you know, we need some clarification. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or, will you forget?
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. There's a new study that's revealed 21% of pediatricians in the country refuse to treat unvaccinated children. So if your kids are unvaccinated, 1 in 5 doctors will say, you're out of here. It's a practice that seems to happen in states that allow families to waive vaccinations due to religious beliefs and personal preferences. Lead author of the study, Dr. Sean O'Leary from the Children's Hospital Colorado in Denver, said this refusal is common among doctors in the Northeast and the South. O'Leary is a specialist in pediatric infectious disease. They say even though the American Academy of Pediatrics discourages providers from dismissing families, some providers continue to do so. Instead of dismissing families, we need a better understanding of the reasons for vaccine refusal to find evidence-based strategies for communications that are effective at convincing hesitant patients to vaccinate. The survey involved 815 pediatric doctors and family physicians back in 2012. Nearly 86% of the doctors participated in the survey. The study revealed that every month, 83% of pediatric doctors come across families who refuse vaccinations. Whenever the scenario arises, 4% of family doctors and 21% of pediatric doctors say they dismiss the families, discharge them, fire them. Notably, 11% of the doctors said the numbers of patients who waive vaccinations for their children have increased since the last year. Currently, there are 20 states in the U.S. where the law allows parents to waive mandatory children's vaccines for philosophical reasons. In 2016, Vermont and California will no longer be a part of this list when new laws, I guess, have been kicked in. So, based on statistics from state health departments, let me see. In Texas, there were 10,400 and 1,100 unvaccinated school children. Oh, I see. Okay, in Texas, there were 10,000 kids unvaccinated. I'm sorry. And then that was back in 2007, 2008. By 2013, 2014, 38,000. Now, you know, very interesting. From 2007, 2008 to 2013, 2014, you more than triple the amount of kids not wanting to get vaccinated. Why? Well, we'll talk about that. It looks like there's a lot of distrust. Okay, and where is all this distrust coming from? They say the practice has raised many concerns in recent years. The 2015 measles outbreaks from Disneyland to various states had revived a disease which had been eliminated from the country since 2000. So they think it's because of the anti-vaccination movement. This study was funded by the CDC. The research pioneered, the refusal practice since 2005, and I guess CDC has reiterated the guidelines in 2013 where pediatric doctors do not fire the patients. Okay, so what have I seen in my neck of the woods? Okay, we've seen a lot of patients come in saying their doctor fired them. So I would take these kids in. I mean, these kids were sick. They had a sore throat. They had an ear infection. All right, I understand it's important for these kids to have their tetanus and their hepatitis vaccine and their varicella vaccine, and I am pro-vaccine, and I recommend vaccine and encourage vaccine to all families. But you got a sick kid out there in my waiting room with a fever. I'm going to see that kid. So, I discharged somebody because they were anti-vaccine. I, as a family doctor, have taken many in. Now, when it comes to, though, this mistrust and this distrust, this is very, very concerning. Okay? And one, I think, cause of this is, and I know you guys are going to get mad that I related this to Obamacare, but Obamacare. Absolutely. Okay? I think Obamacare has a lot to do with it. Why? A few reasons. Okay? One is, the Obamacare resurfaced the discussion we were having about pharmaceutical companies and how pharmaceutical companies are just trying to gouge people and they're just trying to, you know, raise prices and take money and many of these medicines don't work, etc. So while everybody was like, yeah, good for Obamacare, now pharmaceutical companies have to pay and now, you know, you don't have to get the brand name and you could get generic and maybe you don't have to get mammograms that often, maybe you don't have to get prostate exams that often, well, then of course, people are going to think, well, maybe I don't need vaccines that often. All right? You think that on one side, okay, you can rip on pharmaceutical companies and rip on medicine and rip on the frequency of getting tests, but it won't affect or trickle down to pediatrics. Of course it will. So now I've had patients even more so come in going, okay, doctor, I understand, Dahlia, you like vaccines, but come on, so many of them. This is ridiculous, okay? You know, I don't need all this cholesterol medicine. I don't need to get my mammograms all the time. I don't need to get prostate exams all the time. I don't have to get pap smears all the time, and I don't have to get vaccines. Or my kids don't need to get all these vaccines, okay? I mean, you can't, from a political standpoint, pick and choose the arguments. If you're going to argue that there's too many medicines being prescribed, pharmaceutical company influence in our everyday medicine, then, I mean, you have to then stand by what you say. All right. Yeah, you can't then. I mean, you have to be consistent. Now, on a personal standpoint, all right, I'm a big fan of the pharmaceutical companies, and I'm glad they made vaccines. Okay. I mean, you know, Sanofi made a lot of vaccines. Okay. A lot of the vaccines I give are Sanofi of Venice. And I'm very, very grateful that somebody made vaccines and made them reasonable enough for me to give patients. Whether it's a flu shot, whether it's a pneumonia shot, whether it's a tetanus shot, whether it's the DTaP or the TDAP, whether it's hepatitis, et cetera. So I'm glad somebody made these vaccines. So you either want vaccines or you don't. And people making them are not always the government. Okay, it's usually the pharmaceutical company. So you have all this distrust out there. And so, yeah, people think the vaccine industry and the vaccine market is a ploy. And I don't know how to convince people. Then you have the idea that maybe the government is not as transparent as you think. Maybe there are a lot more cases of vaccine side effects and nobody's going to tell us. Okay, and I can understand. I can understand you guys being concerned with that. Thank God I have never in my practice, especially when I gave pediatric vaccines in droves, never had one person have an incident. So I'm very, very comfortable with giving them. I don't stock them anymore because they're really, really expensive for a doctor to stock. And I see mostly adults, so I don't see as many kids to give them. But when I was seeing a lot of kids and I was giving a lot of vaccines, thank God, not one incident. Not one reaction to the flu shot with my adults. Not one reaction. The only thing I saw was insurances didn't seem to pay or reimburse for the cost of the vaccine. And that was very difficult. But other than that, nothing that hurt the patient. Okay? So I'm very, very comfortable with that. But that's only my practice. I can't tell you what's happening in the city or the country. I don't know. If I don't hear about it, I don't know. You got a family claiming that the flu shot blinded their daughter and paralyzed her. Okay? I don't know if we're going to hear any more on that. I don't know if they've proven that, if they can figure out what else is the cause. But parents hear this stuff and they're like, okay, wait a second here. Okay, I'm going to use my best judgment and I'm going to err on the side of caution and I'm going to protect my kid and not inject anything into my healthy baby. Now, unless we doctors understand what the patients are concerned about, we're not going to be able to help encourage vaccination. I'm not saying we need to talk everybody into it. All right. And I understand the CDC wants all parents to vaccinate if they can, if the kid can tolerate it. But we need to understand what their concerns are. Okay. Is giving 5 shots, you know, at one time concerning for a parent? And is that why? Many parents go, look, I'm pro-vaccine. I just don't want 5 right now into my kid's leg. Can we spread it out? And luckily, many health departments do have options for patients to spread out. The only thing is it's not our favorite option because parents who kind of spread things out many times will miss something. I mean, there's a lot of vaccines and you still need to do it right. And so if your kid is off by a month or two, that could really mess with titers. So I don't know what the answer is, but, you know, pediatricians say, nah, you know, you're not going to come here. I mean, they have a right. Okay, you know, there was auditing being done by the health department in my neck of the woods wanting to find out which doctors were not vaccinating and which patients were, why patients did not want to and could they go to a class and learn, etc. Many doctors are like, look, I, you know what, it's too much trouble for me, just don't come to my office. Which is a real shame because the kid isn't making the decision and the kid is the one that's, you know, not getting seen by a doctor when they need to. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, don't go away.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions. For a healthy, comfortable home.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
She's a lion. She's a lion. A lion. She's a lion.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a little rescued squirrel has successfully undergone an eye removal surgery by Michigan veterinarians thanks to, I guess, a Detroit area vet 4-week-old squirrel named Thelma was one of three found in a yard alone, brought to Dr. Laura Witherell of Birmingham-based Gascon Veterinary Hospital. She decided to try and raise him rather than euthanize him, according to a news release. When the baby squirrels opened their eyes, Dr. Witherell noticed Thelma had a problem. She sought help from veterinary ophthalmologists at Southfield's Blue Pearl Veterinary Partners, who diagnosed her with glaucoma, removed the right eye the animal could not see out of. Another squirrel had died, but I guess the one that had the eye removed is still thriving, and she plans to release them in the spring. See, I wouldn't euthanize a squirrel. I like squirrels. I mean, I can understand rodents, maybe. But, of course you kind of take a, squirrel in and, give it lovey-dovey. I mean, why not? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Babies exposed to dogs and farm animals may be less likely to develop asthma by the age of 6, according to a Swedish study. Dog exposure during infancy was associated with a 13% lower risk of asthma in school-aged children. Farm animal exposure dropped you 52%. Now, the findings don't prove that your little tiny puppies are going to prevent you from getting asthma or your kids are getting asthma. They do suggest... Oh, sorry, we got some... audio coming in. We do suggest that if you're pregnant and you got the dog running around the house, don't give away the dog or euthanize the dog. Okay? It may help the baby. What I usually recommend when it comes to animals is you got to be careful with the cats. Okay? With kitty cats and the toxoplasmosis and cleaning the poo-poo powder and all that, when I was pregnant, we didn't have any cats, so this wasn't an issue. But if we did, I probably would have just had my husband clean their poo-poo box for me, so I didn't have to. Because cats and the toxoplasmosis could cause an issue with your pregnancy. Dogs, I would recommend that you watch them very, very closely when the baby comes. Some of these bigger dogs get very territorial. And we've heard of cases where dogs will grab the baby and try to hide the baby under the couch or behind the couch or, remove the baby from the house. Okay? I remember my dog took a look at Stoney when I brought Stoney home. Stoney was my first. And the dog looked at looked at me going, okay, when does he leave? And then another day went by, and the dog's like, this is still here. I'm the baby. And, luckily it was just a little shih tzu. So she couldn't really do anything, but she did not like my son. Okay? Because now I'm singing to somebody else. I'm doing tickle tummy with somebody else. And Sushi was really upset. I had to start calling her Mama Sush and Mrs. Sush because, she wanted to, put that little hierarchy in there that she's kind of a grown-up because she was already like 8 years old. But it was very, very tough, and I was really worried that she would just, witch slap him one day. But that's okay. All right, so they say exposure to dogs and farm animals during the first year of life can cut the risk of asthma for preschoolers, too. Preschoolers had a 10% lower risk of asthma if they were exposed to dogs, a 21% lower risk if they were exposed to farm animals. So the study looked at 379,000 preschool-age kids, including almost 53,000 exposed to dogs and 1,700 exposed to farm animals. 19,000 preschoolers had experienced at least one episode of asthma at the start of the study. More than 28,000 additional cases of asthma were recorded during the follow-up. Exposures to animals did not seem to have a protective effect in children under age 3. So what does that mean? Well, it means that, you can't put your kid in a bubble. You don't want your kid to get nasty MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, okay? You don't want your kid getting C. diff. You don't want your kid getting super gonorrhea, okay? I mean, we want to protect our kids from some nasty bugs out there, although I really don't know about many kids getting super gonorrhea. I hope they don't. But they need to be exposed to, regular, life, regular world. In the olden days, okay, you had a cave, and you protected the baby, so the baby wouldn't get hurt. Then you'd bring the baby out, and everybody'd be like, oh, look at the baby. You would feed the baby, you'd take the baby to work with you. When you hunted and gathered, baby would be on your back or swaddled, and, you would work with the baby. And if the baby didn't like it, tough. So the baby was exposed to the plants and the trees and the grass and the animals and all that. That's what we are designed to do. Yes, I would like you to clean up some household dirt, clean up some dust, etc. Okay, you don't want it dirty. You don't want it an absolute pigsty. But it just shows that, you know, some kids, they kind of need, you know, this stuff. They need to be exposed to things. Speaking of which, they say many preschoolers own tablets and smartphones. They own them. They're theirs. Under the age of 5. They also use the devices without any supervision or help from their parents. These are based on surveys of parents in 350 households in Philadelphia. And even though that's a small study, they found that nearly half of the babies in the study use these mobile gadgets daily before they reach their first birthday. We're talking about babies. By age 2, more than 3/4 of children did so, according to the study published in the journal Pediatrics. They say parents are generally advised to avoid screen time before age 2 because it could interfere with learning and language development. These recommendations predate, obviously, the invention of smartphones and tablets. And they say that television at an early age could impair a kid's language skills. They haven't, though, really found any benefits or harms from these mobile games. Apps, they don't know. It's less clear. They haven't had enough data or years to study. So, could it affect their development? For me, I think it can affect them in a variety of ways, okay? Kids, like I've said this before, they're not bored anymore. When the kid starts to look bored, parents hand them a phone, and they have these real bright colors or these bright games, and the kids are taught to just play a game and not be bored and not use your imagination. Whereas with me, if I had to, like, you know, my mom had to go to the doctor or there was a meeting or something, my parents would say, go sit in the corner. So you would sit in the corner. And you had to either have an imaginary friend or you had to fantasize about being, you know, Miss America. I would do that. I would fantasize about being Miss America and then the talent competition, tap dancing. So I'd be thinking about that. And then my parents are like, all right, time to go. I'm like, no, hold on. I'm just about to win. Okay, you know, Miss California is crying over there because I'm going to win, you know, that kind of thing. And so you were forced to think. Now these kids don't. The second they're bored, they get their smartphone. But even worse, kids don't even get bored yet. Now they just want the smartphone. You know how I told you back in the, you know, olden days when you got hungry, you'd reach for a cigarette? And then after a while, you would just reach for the cigarette. You wouldn't even, you know, realize the hunger. You would just reach for the cigarette. Same thing with these kids. So they're just reaching for the smartphone. They don't know how to deal with boredom. And sometimes it's not boredom. I mean, you know how nice it would be for me to just have 5 or 10 minutes to daydream? I really miss not being able to sit there and daydream. I got the best daydreaming when I was working at the EPA. I know, when it was a government job. When I was working in the lab. While I was sitting there pipetting and titrating and doing whatever the hell I was supposed to, I don't really remember because I was daydreaming so much, I could daydream. And it was so nice. I used my imagination. I planned out what my wedding would be like. I would plan out what my career would be. It was a beautiful time. So kids don't have that. They say right now kids spend 45 minutes a day watching television, 27 minutes viewing shows or videos, 22 minutes using apps, 15 minutes playing video games on a gaming console. Now, some of you are like, okay, well, that's not a lot. For a kid, it is. Okay? Kids are supposed to be playing. I know you think, you know, having a kid with you 24/7, only 22 minutes of apps isn't much, but for a kid, it's still a lot. So I don't know, make these kids sit in a corner and think. Right? Give them like a little, I don't know, transformer and let them play with it. Kids don't want toys anymore. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.